Okay, so the battle continues between MGTOWs and other people out there. Mike, I understand your frustration out there. Okay, I know McHenry's fucking around with you. I don't approve of that, okay? I don't approve that McHenry is, you know, he's fucking around with you. He fucks around with everybody. I'm going to have to call him out on his bullshit right now. I spoke with him right now. But he already contacted me already. He said, I don't recall saying I'd give out his number. Emoji this. And then this. And I don't give it out. Okay. McHenry Cruiser, you need to fucking come clean right now. Okay. You need to come clean right now. I'm going to call you right now, McHenry Cruiser, because I believe that you're a fake-ass fucking piece of shit. You are. You really are. Let's see. See if he calls. Let's see if he fucking answers.
Yo, what's up?
What's going on, McHenry?
I did not give out his number. I don't even recall saying that I would give it out. I was given the number by a compadre of mine, and just to befriend, the idea to befriend Mr. Mike, the Big Town Man. I texted him a couple of times. He never responded. I then called him. We had a delightful conversation. I don't think he knew who I was. And I was not trying to extract information. I was just saying, okay, I'm going to pretend like I'm a MGTOW just to have a conversation with him. That's it. I did not extract information. We just had a conversation. That was the end of that. At the end, he said, oh, okay, so what app are you going to use when we live stream together? So that indicated, okay, he thinks I'm some MGTOW that he's going to live stream with. And we ended it there, and that was it.
Are you lying to me, bro?
I'm not lying. That is the extent of our interaction together. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so are you...
Who would I give it out to? I'm not friends with MGTOW. Who would I give it out to?
Look, man. I don't know what your intentions are. Yeah. Bro. I don't know what your intentions are here. Supposedly, you are a fucking MGTOW. And you guys, you don't even fucking know it, dude. But you know what? What the fuck are you doing fucking around with Mr. Forma? You and Penny tag-teaming on Mr. Forma and Mike the MGTOW Man. Why are you tag-teaming against them? I want you to explain me that.
I merely called to pay my respects to Mr. Forma and express my admiration. That's it. I told him I was a big fan. I tried to persuade him against the MGTOW lifestyle in which he halted my words and stated that he was not going to stop being MGTOW. And then at the end, I said, hey, let me just refer you to the song A Groovy Kind of Love by Phil Collins, and you should heed those words and whatnot. And he said he was a big fan of Phil Collins, and that's when the call ended. It's a brief conversation there. Just once. I mean, I could have called him mid times, multiple times over, and I only called him one time.
But it's bullshit that you and Penny over here harassing people. We don't harass people. MGTOWs don't harass people. You came onto my fucking goddamn stream one time and harassing my fucking goddamn MGTOW brothers, calling us nerds and all this shit. What the fuck is the problem? What is your fucking problem, dude? What the hell is your goddamn, what the fuck is your goddamn fucking problem? I'm going to call you out right now. What the hell is your goddamn fucking problem, dude?
I don't have a problem. problem. Listen, I called one time to both parties. That's not harassing. That's just one call. Harassment is multiple calls, multiple texts. And I texted a couple of times, Mr. Mike, and then called each one of them one time. I could have called them multiple times. I could have called them over and over and gave out their number and went to gay hotlines and gave them out there and other places. I called them once. That's harassment.
No, you just recently, you and fucking Penny just fucking called Mr. Pharma at his fucking goddamn work right now.
He gave out the number. He gave out the number for people to call. That's what he did. So he's got himself to blame, and so did Mike, by the way. So why did you, I mean, you can't give out your number and then turn around and go, well, now I'm going to call the cops because you called me. Well, okay, but you gave it out.
But you at the same fucking time, you at the same fucking time, when you fucking came onto my fucking goddamn, one of my fucking videos, harassing my fucking goddamn fucking crowd, you, and then you over here fucking over here complaining about us going over there on your fucking channel, thumbs downing everything, and then fucking doing all this and that. Come on, bro. Dude, if you were... You say that you're a fucking goddamn ladies' man, don't you? You're a ladies' man, right?
I'm amongst hefty, rotund ladies large in stature. Yeah, we're not talking.
Okay, bro, dude, I want you to fucking shut up right now and fucking, if you're such a ladies' man, go out there and be a fucking goddamn ladies' man and leave us alone. If you're fucking say that you're not a fucking goddamn incel, and you're fucking over here saying that us MGTOWs are all incels because we can't get laid. Fuck you, dude. I know how to get laid. I can get laid and I can fucking pay a girl to fucking fuck me and then fucking get money out of it, dude. You don't know what the fuck I'm about, dude. So you fucking shut up. Shut up right now. You fucking shut up, dude. Do your own goddamn thing. I remember you in 2012, you should do kissing videos and do your own goddamn fucking thing. Maybe you should start doing that, dude. Stop it already. Stop fucking around with the MGTOW community. Stop it right now. Do it right now. I'm telling you right now, stop it now. This is bullshit. What you're fucking doing, dude. Stop it now. You act like you do nothing, dude. You and fucking Penny Proud out there, fucking bastard. And fucking Penny Proud is over here fucking. Yeah, fucking Penny Proud. Fucking Penny Proud is over here fucking doxing my MGTOW brother, fucking Zangotti over here. And fucking over here, Rose Blades over there in England over here shouting out to fucking goddamn fucking Penny Proud. You know, for doxing somebody. Fucking piece of shit. You know what I mean? And I have more respect for Rose Blaze than you and Penny. Because you guys are fucking doxers and everything. Fuck you.
Doxing would indicate that I gave out something. I
know where you fucking live, bro. Bro, you are doxing yourself. You didn't even fucking know it, dude. I know where you eat. I know where the fuck you stay. I know where the fuck you are. Dude. I don't fucking go around harassing you, okay? You have a problem with MGTOW. You have a problem with it because fucking MGTOW is so fucking popular. You have a fucking problem with it. Why do you have a fucking problem with... Why fucking have a problem with fucking MGTOW, dude? Why do you have a fucking problem with Mr. Forma and Mr. Elite and everybody else out there? Why do you have a fucking problem...
Admiration for Mr. Forma.
What?
Expressed admiration. I called him as a fan of his and expressed admiration and respect. Go talk to him yourself. He admit these very same things.
I could talk to Mr. Forma and anybody else anytime I want to. We talk to each other amongst each other all the fucking time, McHenry. You need to stop. Dude, bro, how old are you, bro?
I'm 39.
Okay, grow up, dude. I'm 30 fucking years old, dude. Grow up! What the fuck do you have to... What do you have to prove in your fucking goddamn life, bro? What do you have to do? What are you doing?
Fun. I'm just having a debate.
What, having fun?
Yes,
harassing people? You better not. You asshole. I'm going to tell you something right now. Didn't you not fucking challenge me to a fucking goddamn fucking fist fight? Did you not? You were the first to be violent. All you fucking anti-MGTOWs are fucking violent towards me and everybody else here. Do not ever. That's not an athletic competition, bro.
Yes, to me it is.
No, it's not. No, fuck no, bro. Over here, come over here to New Mexico and fucking challenge a fight to me, you asshole. You fuck over here, come over here to New Mexico and fucking challenge a fight to me, you asshole. You'll fucking get your ass stomped in. Bro, I was gonna bury the hatchet with you guys, with you.
Right.
I was gonna hatch it with you, but no. I'm not so clear. I'm fucking, you know, I'm burying the hatchet with you, man. You're over here fucking harassing Mr. Forma, one of my MGTOW brothers, and you're over here fucking harassing Mike the MGTOW man and Mr. Elite. You better fucking stop it now, dude. You better fucking stop it. You know what? You know what? You would never, I know, you would never fucking harass her Hammerhand because he would fucking rip you a new one. I already know it.
his comment section and made serious remarks, and he blocked me. That's why
we're there. Yeah, because he doesn't have the time for your fucking bullshit, dude. He doesn't fucking have time for that. Hammerhand's a smart man. He's a very smart man. He's a very intelligent man. He's very respected in the MGTOW community. You better not fucking disrespect nobody in the MGTOW community could disrespect me because I've been fucking doing this since 2009, motherfucker. I've been doing this. You have? Yeah.
Yeah, started making videos in 2009.
No, you started making videos in 2012. I know you, McHenry. I know you.
Go to my oldest channel video on this on my main channel, and you'll see 2011 is the first video. But I had a prior channel prior to that that started in 2009, but it got terminated.
Do you guys hear this?
Guideline strikes.
Do you guys hear this in the comment section right here? Do you guys hear this right now? Do you guys hear this? Fucking God. Damn it, dude. Okay, man. I thought we would bury the hatchet right now, but you know, you're fucking around with my MGTOW brothers, and I do not approve of that. Do not fuck with Mr. Forma. Do not fuck with Mr. Elite. Do not fuck with a Hammerhand. Do not fuck with Mike the MGTOW man. Do not fuck with me. Don't do it. Please, stop it already.
You know, this Mike thing is like over a month ago, a month and a half ago, maybe longer than that. He's just now finding out about it. So that's. And then Mr. Forma, that's one call to show respect and whatnot. So I could have harassed him, could have called multiple times, did not just once, one call. So that's not harassment. And he laughed. He had a good time on the call. He knew who I was and whatnot. So, yeah, I mean, it went well. And Mr. Elite, I don't have his number, and I'm blocked from his channel, so there's no good lines of communication with him.
You better stop, bro. You better stop. Grow up. Why don't you go back and doing kissing videos? Why don't you go fucking go back and doing that?
If I could find a willing participant, I would do those kind of videos because, those get the hits.
Oh, you're so fucking good looking, like you say you are. You're so fucking good looking and handsome, right? You say that, right?
Well, you're Mr. Porn Star, and yet you haven't made a porn in a couple of years. So, I mean,
I can do it again, buddy. I can do it again. I can fucking do it again.
Well, let's see
it
then.
I will do it again. Watch. I'll fucking do it again. And watch. You want me to stick my dick out right now?
No.
You're looking at my live stream right now. You want me to stick my dick out? You want me to fucking do it? Hmm? You want me to fucking do it? Hmm?
No.
I can do it. I can fucking do it right fucking now, and I wouldn't give a shit about it. God damn it. I can go and fuck any kind of girl I want to. The little girls like me. I'm going to tell you something right now. The 18-year-olds, they like me. They do.
That's great. That's I'm more into a 50, a 40-50. That's my thing. That's the type I get.
No. I like the younger ones. Yeah. Come on. Come on, buddy. Stop harassing Mr. Pharma. Stop harassing Mr. Elite. Stop harassing Mike the MGTOW Man. Stop it. Get a life.
Well, in my opinion, I'm not harassing them. For, how am I harassing Mr. Elite? I'm blocked. His number's not out there, so I don't got an email. He's not on Facebook that I know of. So, yeah, how am I harassing him? And Mike the MGTOW Man's old news. That's almost 2 months old. And then Mr. Foreman, just a brief conversation showing admiration and respect. And that's it. So, in my opinion, it was not harassment.
It is. How would you like it if I knew your fucking number right now, and I sent it to every one of my MGTOW brothers? How would you like that?
I wouldn't care. Listen, if you know my number and want to give it out, I give you full permission to give out my number.
Because I don't.
It's not like I'm getting a bunch of phone calls. I'd love some people to talk to.
Because I don't fucking do that, dude. I'm not gonna fucking dox you. I'm not gonna fucking dox you or anybody out there. How would you like it if I fucking did that?
I don't know. I wouldn't know until it happened, I suppose.
All right, man. So you need to fucking stop with your fucking shit, dude. Stop it. All right. Go do your fucking original fucking videos. Go do some kissing videos. Go out and fucking kiss some girls. Go out there and fucking do that. Because that's how I remembered you. That's how I remembered you, bro. When you were fucking 2012, I remember you fucking going out there doing kissing videos with girls. Do that. Stop with the fucking MGTOW. Stop following us MGTOWs. What the fuck is your problem with fucking MGTOWs, right? What is your fucking goddamn problem with us?
It's so easy to emotionally trigger MGTOW and rile them up and get them to talk a bunch of shit. It's just
no, it's not shit. It's all facts. MGTOW is not shit. It's fucking facts, dude. It's fucking facts. We keep up even with the younger crowd. We keep up with them. We keep up with all of it. Do you know Mr. Tom Likas, bro? Do you know Mr. Tom Likas? You better fucking hang on to his fucking shit, dude.
Well, he was married 4 times.
He was married fucking 4 times. But you know why it took him 4 times back in those fucking days when it was perfectly acceptable to be fucking be in a goddamn marriage at the time. But you know, he saw that it was fucking bullshit. Right? But you know, at the same fucking time, he got 4 divorces, but you know, he never got anything fucking taken away from him. He had a prenup. Prenups worked back then, and prenups don't work now. They do not work now. Prenups do not work now. MGTOW is the only way to go, and that's all there is to it. Do you understand?
They will listen. Loneliness kills more people than smoking. I want to tell you that right now. A male friendship is not enough. Companionship is the way to go. To me, living a longer life is worth more than money. That's just what it is to me.
You can have money and live a normal life by living MGTOW. Do you understand that? You could be a fucking MGTOW and fuck as many girls as you want to and make a lot of goddamn money doing it. You could do that.
That's not enough because fornication lasts maybe 30 minutes an hour. Girls are taking an Uber home, all right? And then where are you going to go from there? Loneliness, depression, isolation, early demise. That's what that leads to.
I'm not depressed.
Companionship is the way.
I'm not depressed. I am not depressed. and I am not lonely. I will never be fucking lonely because when I go to these fucking porn conventions, I am never lonely in the fucking first place. Ever. I am not a fucking goddamn incel. And I'm going to tell you something right now, McHenry. I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to tell you something right now. When I'm out there in those fucking goddamn conventions out there, okay, in these porn conventions, you don't know how many girls I'm fucking off the goddamn camera and off the camera at all. You don't know that, dude. You don't fucking know that. Just because I fucking done 4, maybe 5, maybe 10 porno movies with a fucking goddamn girl, I only showed 4 over there on fucking Pornhub. Wow, big fucking whoop. You know what? At least nobody can call me a fucking incel. Nobody can call me anything because I am not an incel. I went into the adult industry and I've fucking gone through the goddamn laws and everything. I am a true fucking goddamn ladies man, and I'm a fucking goddamn motherfucker that will fucking get laid whenever he fucking wants, and I will fucking get a return out of it. Do you hear me, McHenry? Do you hear me right now?
I hear you.
Do you hear me?
Brandon King, for example. You know him.
Brandon King. Brandon. No, he's not. No. If he were to fucking get my training, and I will fucking inject the fucking venom inside his ass, and he will fucking be a true fucking MGTOW and be a fucking true goddamn fucking ladies man. Because you know what? I do not like fucking pussies in MGTOW. I do not like them. I don't fucking like it at all. At all! Fucking all. You, McHenry, you're here fucking harassing Mr. Forma. You're harassing Mike the MGTOW man. You're harassing Mr. Elite. You were harassing me in my fucking goddamn fucking...
I was not harassing you. I didn't say anything about you. I was talking about your viewers. That's who I was talking about.
So that does that make that right? Look, MGTOW is a brotherhood, bro. You make fun of my goddamn fucking goddamn MGTOW brothers. You're making fun of me. You understand that? Do you understand that?
Some of them are virgin nerds. You have to admit, Brandon King, I mean, if he can exist and be a MGTOW, then there must be many others. MGTOW Life, for example, he's a content creator. Virgin. I think he said it in a video. So, and you can listen to him. You hear the nerd emerge from the speakers on the computer or the phone, and you know he's not getting laid. And
but Brandon.
Various others.
But Brandon, he's a cute little boy. He's a cute little boy. And I seen guys like that when I was growing up in high school get laid by the most cutest girls. I've seen him. He just needs a little bit more.
To being a virgin.
Yep. Yeah, he's a virgin, but he's not going to be like that for long, buddy. He's not going to be like that for long.
He's like 21 or 22. Listen, I lost it at 16, so I mean, he's a late bloomer, getting a late start, and I don't think he's even kissed a girl yet, and it's not looking good. It's not looking up for him.
Can you guys hear, you guys in the comment section right now, can you guys hear McHenry Cruiser right now? Can you guys hear? I want you guys to answer me right fucking now. Can you guys hear him?
I hope.
Holy fucking goddamn shit. Right, I mean, like, God, I can't even read the comment section because it's going up, 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 and up, and up. But goddamn, Hint McHenry, you need to fucking stop your shit, dude. You really need to fucking stop your shit, dude. Enough.
Well, listen,
I haven't made
an anti-MGTOW video. Listen, I haven't made one in like 2 or 3 weeks. I feel like it's been.
But you're fucking teaming. You're
giving me ammunition.
But you're fucking teaming up with fucking Penny Proud. How does she look anyway? Did you fuck her?
Would I? Or I haven't even seen her. I don't even know what she looks like, but I wouldn't mind fornicating with her. Listen, I've been with some hefty women. We're talking about 3 bills I've been with.
I seen what Penny looks like. She's a fucking hideous fucking goddamn fucking pimple-faced fat-ass bitch with no hair.
What's on the inside? I appreciate a personality and charisma and whatnot, or wit and comedic presence. Yeah, all those things. I'd slip it in her, sure.
So you settle with anybody, right?
Would I fornicate? Listen, me in the past would have fornicated with anybody, certainly. But I'm a wee bit pickier in my elder years. Yeah. I mean, I've turned down opportunities. I've turned them down. So in recent past, we're talking about within the last 6 months. So, yeah, not, I don't just go in. And while I used that used to be the case, it's not now.
Okay, McHenry. Like, oh my God.
God. Listen, I keep it real. I tell it like it is. Sure, yeah. Any girl who was willing to give it up to me, I was going to take it. But that was me in my 20s, my early 30s, right before schizophrenia took over and whatnot. Yeah, I even made out with two homeless women, both in Hollywood, at different times that I was up there. Once during a schizophrenic delusion, and then once prior to developing schizophrenia when I went up there just to do comedy with some friends. So yeah, two homeless girls and various hefty, rotund, large in stature women, many, mostly them, and a handful of not too shabby looking girls. So yeah.
So did you develop this schizophrenia because you could not hold a job or whatever because you were panicking or whatever the fuck? Is that what your problem is, dude? Is that what your fucking problem is? I think that's what your problem is, because you couldn't hold a job because you're fucking panicking and all this fucking shit because you couldn't hold a job. You couldn't handle customer service, you know, but you couldn't fucking handle fucking people in general. You can't even fucking handle me, bro. God, you're over here. You're a fucking liar, dude. You're over here talking to me on the goddamn fucking phone right fucking now in front of everybody in the fucking live stream. You say you can't fucking talk to people on the fucking goddamn phone or in person. You're talking to me right now. So you are a fucking goddamn phony, dude. You're a fucking goddamn phony. That's what the fuck you are, dude.
In recent, just this last week and a half, I've been on 5 milligrams of edible cannabis, and that's been enabling me to be able to communicate on the phone and in person, when prior to that, I was unable to, because I had a blank mind, and I couldn't think on the phone or in person, but this medical cannabis is truly a miracle that has unlocked my mind and freed me up to think and communicate. So yeah, this is a brand new me. Because of that edible cannabis.
Oh, shut up, dude. Bro, I'm fucking drunker than fuck. You know what? I understand what the fuck you're talking about right now. It's all fucking bullshit, dude. You're fucking full of bullshit. You're a fucking piece of shit, dude. You really are. You really are a fucking piece of shit. Stop fucking around with Mr. Pharma. Stop fucking around with MGTOW, Mike the MGTOW man. Stop fucking around with fucking Mr. Elite. Stop fucking around with me, dude. Stop it.
No, you and I, listen, we've buried the hatchet. We've become amigos and compadres, you and I. On Facebook
when?
Messenger, yeah, I got, listen, just in the past couple of days, me and you, we've been exchanging messages and, well, at least on my behalf, voicemails and whatnot, and we've established a true bond and friendship, I feel like.
Okay, bro, we did fucking text each other, but you know what, bro?
Yep.
If you were going to fuck around with my fucking MGTOW brothers, that's where you cross the line, bro. Those are my friends. They were my friends before you, asshole. They were my friends before you. Mike the MGTOW man, Mr. Lee, fucking Mr. Forma, fucking Red Pill Fred, fucking all those fucking MGTOW brothers, Big John, everybody in the fucking MGTOW community. All of them. They were my brothers before you, bro. You better fucking, if you respect me, bro, if you fucking respect me, you fucking respect my MGTOW brothers right fucking now. You better fucking apologize to fucking Mick. You better fucking apologize to fucking Mike the MGTOW man. You better fucking apologize to Mr. Elite. You better fucking apologize to fucking Mr. Formai out there. You better fucking apologize to Red Pill Fred. You better fucking apologize especially to J.D. Miles, dude. You better fucking apologize to them, too.
All right, Mr. Formai, I'm sorry for calling you and only showing you respect and telling
you
what a big fan I was.
No, you are going to apologize to him in person. All of my MGTOW brothers right now. You're going to fucking do that in person. You're going to apologize to Mike the MGTOW man. You're going to apologize to fucking J.D. Miles. You're going to fucking apologize to fucking Mr. Forma. You're going to apologize to me. You're going to apologize to Mr. Elite. You're going to apologize to everybody else out there in the MGTOW community. You're going to do a nationwide. What you're going to do is you're going to do a nationwide apology to every fucking MGTOW out there. Because us MGTOWs, we are not fucking wrong here. We are not fucking doing anything wrong. Ever. What is the problem with fucking MGTOW? There's nothing wrong with fucking MGTOW. We're going our own goddamn way. And we are not. We are not fucking around here. You, McHenry.
That's all I'm trying to do is debate MGTOW. I'm not trying to assassinate. I'm not trying to eradicate. I'm only trying to debate and get down to the facts and whatnot. Like a Christian debating an atheist. That's all I'm trying to do here.
Well, McHenry, you know what, man?
Yeah.
What you're doing, bro, is wrong. Bro, you're a MGTOW. You didn't even fucking know it, dude.
Well, I might live the lifestyle of a MGTOW, but, I hold out hope that down the road there might be a friendship that blossoms into a relationship that can go the distance, perhaps. So, yeah, I'm only seemingly a MGTOW. It's like camouflage. That's what's going on here. Yeah, I lead the MGTOW lifestyle. But there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. That's what's going on here. And that pot of gold is a relationship.
Okay.
Possibly.
So when is the last time? When is the last time you got laid, bro?
It's been about, I want to say, maybe 3 years.
3 years. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're sitting on a bench or what?
I haven't really been trying up until recently, and then I got back on all the dating apps, Plenty of Fish. Facebook dating I was banned from because I asked a girl if you wanted to cuddle, and she said no thanks, and I said, okay, fuck off then, cunt. But I was just joking. I wasn't really offended or whatnot, but she complained, and that got terminated. But I'm still on Badoo and Plenty of Fish, and I'm engaged in conversations with various different hefty rotund gals, and we'll see how that goes. But I don't have a car, and they want to meet me for lunch or a coffee or whatnot. I don't have a car to get there.
Okay.
So,
okay, look, bro, you know what? You got to have money to fucking fuck bitches in the first place, bro.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, you know, I just got out of jail not too long ago, okay? I've been getting in and out of jail a lot, okay, bro? So don't fuck with me. Don't even challenge me to a fucking goddamn fight ever the fuck again. Do you understand me?
When you say fight, I say athletic competition.
No athletic competition. No. Over here in New Mexico, there's no such thing as athletic competition. You know, no. Sorry, bro. Sorry.
Right.
Me? Us over here in New Mexico, we are very uncivilized people, okay?
Right.
Don't you ever fucking challenge me to a fight or anything ever the fuck again. You understand me? Do not fucking do that ever fucking again. Do not fucking challenge my MGTOW brothers ever again. Do not fucking call Mike the MGTOW man ever again. Do not ever fuck with Mr. Forma or Mr. Elite. Do not fuck with Hammer Hand. Do not fuck with any Red Pill Fred. Do not fuck it with Jersey Jersey Tails, do not fucking attack any of my fucking MGTOW brothers. MGTOW Life, do not ever fucking attack them ever the fuck again. Do you ever, do you understand me right now?
Yeah, don't. I'm blocked from the majority of his channel, so I have no line of communication to them because I'm blocked. They don't have Facebook, to the best of my knowledge, or any other social media that I'm aware of, so I have no way of communicating with them.
Okay, do not fucking attack my MGTOW brothers ever again. You?
How am I going to have fun, my
friend? Do not fucking do it again. Do not fucking do it again. Do your own fucking goddamn thing, dude. I remember you, when I fucking discovered you in 2012, you were doing kissing videos. Go over there and fucking right. Kiss girls. Do that.
Do
it.
I'm gonna try. I would.
Do it, asshole. Fucking stop paying attention to fucking MGTOW videos. Us MGTOWs, we know how to kiss girls. We know how to fuck girls. Me, you see me in my fucking porno movies, right, bro? I am not a fucking goddamn incel. I'm not fucking an incel. Bro, I can fuck any kind of girl I want to. I can do whatever the fuck I want. What the fuck are you doing, dude? All right,
but how long has it been since you fornicated with a girl?
Oh, last month, last August.
Oh, all
right. Last August, right? This year, last August, homeboy. Come on. I could do it again. I am cute. I am fucking cute, and I'll fucking any fuck. Oh my god. Girls who are very younger than me, who are like 18 years old, fresh off the bus, they will fuck me anytime. They will. That's me.
I get with their mom or their grandmother. That's what I get with. I can't get with the young. They see me as an old man, an old fossil, somebody who cannot relate to them. So you know, good for you that you can do that. But I like the elder ladies. That's what I go for.
Sorry to be you.
Yeah. Well, listen, I was watching some GILF porn the other day, and I was getting a wreck and whatnot, and that was doing it for me. So yeah, I don't mind it one bit. Don't feel bad for me, because I don't mind it one bit.
I don't feel bad for you at all, because you're over here fucking talking to my MGTOW brothers, saying that we're fucking incels, and we're fucking pathetic, and we have to pay for fucking pussy. I don't fucking feel sorry for you at all, motherfucker. You know what? Us MGTOW brothers, we know exactly what the fuck to do, and you don't, brother. You hate us because we are living our best life, and you're not. What the fuck is your goddamn problem?
See, I hate some MGTOWs, and there's other MGTOWs I don't hate them. Like I get a kick out of some of the MGTOWs. Otherwise, I wouldn't watch them. I wouldn't be subscribed to them. You know. Like Mr. Elite, likable gentleman and whatnot, a wee bit of charisma and all that. And even when he mocks me and makes fun of me and calls me Armin Monster and whatnot, I'm not even triggered by it, not even a little bit. I mean, I don't hate all of MGTOW, but I do like to rile them up. I do enjoy that part of the process and debating them. I'm only after the debate, that's it.
No. No, you follow Mr. Elite because you like him. You like all MGTOWs. That's why you follow us all completely.
I don't like all MGTOWs. I mean, I'm not...
Who do you hate?
Who do I hate?
Yes.
I'm not sure I hate any... There's some MGTOWs that I don't like a whole lot. I'm not too fond of Hammerhand, only because he seems like a dick and not a likable dick. A grumpy, curmudgeon old man. Not my cup of tea. But there's other ones that are over, like J.D. Miles. Listen, we have a debate, and we have a back and forth, a verbal jousting and whatnot. But he seems all right. He seems like a likable dude. Mr. Elite, he seems all right. Mr. Fornum is all right. I mean, they're all all right. I mean, I don't hate any of them. There's some that are not my cup of tea, but I wouldn't say I hate any of them.
J.D. Miles and Hammerhand are very good MGTOW creators. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Listen, Mr. Hammerhand is well-spoken. He can spin a tale and a yarn. He's an artist of the spoken word indeed. He's just not my cup of tea if I'm going to watch somebody. He's just not for me.
Yeah, but you know what? But still, Hammerhand and J.D. Miles and everybody in the MGTOW community, they are my MGTOW brothers. You do not mess with my MGTOW brothers. You do not mess with them at all. I want you and Penny to stay the fuck out now, today. You shut up. You do fucking get the fuck away from here. Right now, you get the fuck away from the fucking MGTOW community right fucking now!
Well, listen, I haven't even talked about MGTOW in a couple of weeks, and I didn't know when I was going to get around to it again, but this has given me all kinds of stuff to talk about. This might light a fire under my anus and get me vlogging about MGTOW again. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
What you're going to do right now... you're just going to stay away from the MGTOW community right now because I said so. You understand that? Okay. We may have had a conversation. We may have had a conversation and between me and you have buried the hatchet. But when you fucking fuck around with my fucking MGTOW brothers, it becomes a fucking goddamn problem. It's been a
We can be great amigos, Mike, Forma, Elite, we can all be chums. That can happen. While engaged in the debate of this Christian versus atheist style of communication of the back and forth and whatnot, you see that all the time on YouTube. I'm only after the debate here. That doesn't mean we can't be friendly with one another and respect each other.
You respect us first.
Well, I was
what you're going to do is you're going to apologize to me and every fucking MGTOW out there. You're going to apologize to us right now. You're going to do that right now. You're going to do that. And I want you to, what I want you to do is you're not only you're going to apologize to me right fucking now, you're going to apologize to every fucking MGTOW that you fucking dissed out there. J.D. Miles, Mike the MGTOW Man, Mr. Elite. Every fucking MGTOW out there, you're going to fucking send them an apology right fucking now. Well, that's what you're going to fucking do.
Well, listen, when two mixed martial arts fighters engage in battle inside the octagon and they duke it out afterwards, one wins, one loses, person's hands get raised and then the other, you know, his head bows in disappointment and he leaves the cage. He doesn't apologize. They don't apologize to each other, but they do shake hands and respect one another. And I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to shake hands. I'm willing to respect each other, but I cannot apologize because this was a war, a verbal joust, a debate. That's all it ever was.
Because it was something that you fucking... because it was something that you fucking cucks and you fucking simpy ass fucking soy boy fucking simpy ass motherfuckers started. You guys did it first. You came onto my fucking channel. The reason why I fucking came onto your fucking channel, originally, McHenry, I came onto your fucking channel in 2012. You were doing kissing videos, right? You're doing crank, you know, those prank videos that you were driving up onto a drive-thru asking girls for their fucking phone number and shit like that. I remember you back then, dude. I respected you back then doing shit like that. But then you're over here fucking coming onto my fucking goddamn channel in late August. And not August, maybe July. In July, when you fucking over here calling my MGTOW brothers, me, Mike the MGTOW Man, and everybody else out there fucking calling us a fucking incel. Calling us a fucking incel that you were calling us nerds. You're over here calling us nerds and all this fucking shit. No, fuck you, dude. We're not all fucking goddamn nerds, dude. Well, not all of us are. You know, but you're a fucking goddamn, you're a fucking goddamn nerd for fucking being for what you are right now, dude. God, if you had it so much going on, bro, I'm gonna tell you right now, if you had it such going on, asshole, you would fucking not be fucking on my goddamn channel right now. You would not be fucking talking to me right now. You'd be out there fucking bitches left and right and not fucking worried about what the fuck MGTOWs are doing right now, right?
Punishment. I just like the verbal fist cuffs. I this turns me on. It really makes my penis erect doing this. I gotta be honest.
So you arguing with me, your dick is getting hard right now. As I'm arguing with you right now, your fucking dick is getting hard right now? That's what you pretty much said.
Speaking, not literally, metaphorically, yes. I'm having a good time is all I mean.
You're stupid, dude. Get a life, dude. If you say that you can fucking fuck more bitches than me, then go out there and fucking do it, dude. Because if you are fucking more bitches than me, then any MGTOW brother out there, you would not be fucking bothering fucking around on my fucking live stream right fucking now, dude. You wouldn't be fucking doing it, dude. Rude?
We are good chums, you and I. Listen,
No, bro. No, you're over here still fucking around with Mr. Forma, my MGTOW brother, and you're fucking around with Mike the MGTOW man, one of my MGTOW brothers, and you're fucking around with Mr. Elite. You fuck around with my MGTOW brothers, I'm gonna fuck around with you, dude. You stop it right now. I'm gonna tell you right now. You better fucking stop fucking around with my fucking MGTOW brothers right now. Anybody who is a MGTOW?
I've not even been talking about him. I've not even seen a video lately.
Who?
Me, myself. I've not made a video lately about anything MGTOW related. Yeah.
No, but my MGTOW brothers, my MGTOW brothers that you and Penny are fucking attacking my MGTOW brothers right now.
We're trying to befriend them. We're trying to become good compadres and buddies. That's all we're trying to do.
No, you're not. You're being jerks. You're being a fucking jerk, and you're fucking being a jack-off right now. That's what the fuck you're fucking being right now. What you're going to do now.
I even thought Mike the MGTOW Man was a nice guy. I was taken aback by his demeanor. He was such a gentle soul. I could not believe I shared a conversation with him that was so lovely and all that jazz. Yeah. I mean, even in my video, I even said he was, to the best of my knowledge and remembrance, I said he was a nice guy. Yeah, that's, pretty much what I got out of the conversation. So, I was definitely trying to be his friend. That's what I was trying to do.
No.
Yeah. I mean, ask him yourself. Was there any cursing? Was there threatening? Was there, hey, let's fight? Was there, hey, you're a bitch?
Hey, man.
Anything of that nature. Nothing.
You won't fight fucking Mike the MGTOW Man because he has a fucking high, subscriber list. But you know what? From my recollection, you were challenging me to a fucking fist fight. You're a fucking goddamn incel, you know what I mean? Fucking us MGTOWs, we don't fucking promote violence, but you did that towards me, didn't you? Not fucking.
It's a sport.
No, it's not a fucking sport. You did not fucking do that. You did not fucking acknowledge that it was a fucking sporting event, bro. You did not fucking do that, dude. You did not do that at all. You even fucking challenged fucking JD Miles to a fucking fist fight, dude. Shut up, dude. Shut up. You're a fucking asshole, dude. God, you are fucking, you're fucking pathetic, dude. I will fuck, you know what, McHenry, I would fuck your ass up in a fucking fist fight. I can't tell you, dude. You don't know what the fuck I've been doing. You don't know what the fuck I've been doing with my fucking goddamn life, dude. All my fucking life as a child. You do not have any fucking goddamn fucking clue, dude. I know how to shoot a rifle. I know how to shoot a fucking pistol. I know how to fucking use any goddamn weapon to my advantage, especially my fucking hands. Do you know a ground game?
I know a little bit from watching the UFC, yeah.
Oh, watching is Yeah. Watching is something else, but doing it is entirely different, bro. It's entirely different. You don't have any training to do that.
And I cinch it in. Not you specifically, but anybody, they're gonna know they've been headlocked by the best.
What kind of headlock? Tell me.
Arm around the head and squeezing down, applying pressure. That's it. Your standard headlock. That's what I'm good. I excel at the headlock.
No, there's several different type of headlocks out there. You don't know what you're talking about right now.
Well, I don't know the names. I did my best to describe it. That's how, but I'm not so hot at articulating this precise headlock that I'm talking about. But yeah, I've done it a great number of times in my late teens. Yeah, and it's like riding a bike. You never forget.
You know, you're starting to remind me of a childhood bully who thought he would know exactly what to do when he fought. Pathetic, dude. You don't know what the hell you're talking about, dude. You don't know nothing about grappling. You don't know nothing about anything, dude. You're delusional. What I want you to do, McHenry, is shut up.
Yep.
I want you to shut up. I want you to fucking shut up right fucking now, and I want you to fucking shut up right fucking now, and I don't want you to fucking fuck with any of my fucking MGTOW brothers. You and Penny.
I haven't been. What have you? I have not been.
Okay, you know what? You better...
You
better not fucking fuck with my MGTOW brothers ever the fuck again right now. I want you to shut up. What I want you to do, I'm going to give you a command right now. Okay? And you're going to follow my command right now.
All
right. If you respect me so much, I want you to follow my command right now. What I want you to do, till the end of the year, I want you to conduct some fucking kissing videos. I want you to kiss girls. That's what I want you to fucking do. Go.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Yep. Go and kiss girls. Do it.
If I can find one, yeah, it'll happen.
Go and do it. You're good looking, right? You say you're so fucking good looking, right? You're so good looking. Go over there and fucking kiss girls. That's what I want you to do.
Those are the highest viewed videos and all that. The top money makers, yeah. That's definitely the best thing I could be doing.
I will do it.
400,000 on one of them. 200,000 on another one of them. 100,000. Yeah, well, the list goes on.
Well, then do it, good looking man. Fucking do it, dude. Fuck it. I want you to fuck as girls as you can. I want you to fucking do that. Because you do not have the balls to fucking stick your penis out and fucking fuck a girl like I can. You can't fucking do that. Go, so since you can't fucking do that, since you can't be so hardcore as Mr. Hate Vicious, I want you to go over there and fucking kiss some girls. Let's see if you can do that.
I was a webcam model once upon a time, so I've done what you've done as well. Yeah, by myself, but I still did it. I made videos on
webcam. Was it gay? It was gay porn, wasn't it? It was gay, wasn't it?
Not to me, it was solo. I call it solo. I can't help who the audience was. I couldn't see them. All I could do was read text, and that's all I was capable of doing.
Whatever,
knowing the audience then.
Whatever. What I want you to do, your assignment, what your assignment is, to prove to me that you are not an incel, what I want you to do is to do your original videos.
Yeah.
back in 2012, I want you to do some kissing videos. I want you to do that.
I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to try my best to do that.
You will do that.
I'm an introvert like myself, somebody who's not real social or outgoing, or somebody who goes out and meets strangers and whatnot on a regular basis. It's going to take a great deal of work and effort to build these relationships, to get these women comfortable enough to want to allow me to document that on film. Yeah, but I'll give it my best shot.
Do it.
I will.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not as easy as getting a girl to kiss you as me as getting a girl to fuck me on camera, right?
Well, if I had money to give these women, I'm sure it might be easier. It would be a great deal easier, yeah, because they'd be getting something out of it. So it's hard to get them to do it for free.
You know, I'm gonna tell you something right now. I did not pay.
Yeah.
I did not pay a whole lot of money of those girls that I fucked on the camera, and I'm on Pornhub. You know what? I didn't pay a whole lot of money.
Well, you paid some. You paid some money.
I paid some money. But you know what? I made my money back and then some money back at the same fucking time, motherfucker. Do it.
I made money, too. I made money on the ad revenue. So I got them to do it for free. They got nothing out of it. And I got a little bit of quiche for my part. So dare I say it was more difficult for me than it was for you. Yeah, you know.
No.
They did it for free. They got nothing and still did it.
No.
Your girls got paid.
Yeah, I got paid. Yeah, I paid them. Yeah, I paid them. Yeah. Very little money, but you know what? I still get a return out of it. But you know what? You still claim to be hooking up with girls and all this fucking shit. But you know what? You still have to pay for it, right? You still do it. I know you fucking do it. You know what? There's no fucking way that you fucking get paid. That you fucking do not pay for fucking pussy. There's no fucking goddamn way. There's no fucking goddamn way, dude. There's no fucking goddamn way.
I might have bought it. We shared a dinner plate at a restaurant once. I didn't pay out a great deal of cash. The gas to get there, maybe, but nothing else, really. But again, we're not talking about supermodels. We're talking about hefty, rotund.
I'm not talking about supermodels. I don't give a fuck about supermodels. Who gives a shit about supermodels? Supermodels always trade up. They monkey branch. Don't you fucking know the fucking MGTOW philosophy? The hotter the bitch, the more problems you're going to have. The hotter the bitch, you're going to fucking monkey branch to the next guy. You're still single, McHenry. You're still single, McHenry. You're still fucking single, motherfucker. You're still fucking single. You're still fucking single.
Right.
You are. Why are you single? I want you to explain to me why.
Mental problems?
You said that you have a fucking problem talking to people in person.
Yeah, I do.
In person and then talking to people on the phone. But you're talking to me clearly. You don't have a fucking problem. Bro, you don't have a fucking problem of talking to people. You don't have a fucking mental problem. You've been talking to me this whole fucking goddamn time. You've been fucking talking to me this whole fucking goddamn time, bro. So shut up.
You're not a stranger to me. We are good chums and amigos. We've known each other a number of months, and I'm very comfortable with you. You're not a stranger to me. That's
okay, you know, why are you a stranger from everybody else? Why are you a stranger from talking to Mr. Elite? Why are you a stranger from talking to Mr.
Mr. Elite? Listen, if Mr. Elite wants to debate me on his live stream, whenever he does another one and wants to call me, we can do that. I don't mind.
Okay, well, you know, fine. You know, go on. By Jesus Christ, dude. I don't know why people are fucking comfortable with me, but you know what, still, you know what, bro? I respect you for, talking to me on the goddamn phone here, but goddammit, dude, stop fucking harassing my fucking MGTOW brothers. That's all I ask.
I don't feel like it's harassing. I called one time each one of them, the ones we're talking about. I've never called Elite, Hammerhand, none of them. I've not even been commenting on their videos because I'm blocked from everybody's channel. So
oh, Hammerhand.
No means of harassing.
Hammerhand would put you in your place right away.
He hasn't. He knows of me. He alludes to both Penny and I, but he refuses to name names. I guess he doesn't want to give us the attention, perhaps. Maybe that's wise. Who knows? But, yeah.
But you know what? Do not harass my MGTOW brothers anymore. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I'm not.
Do not do that ever again. Because if I fucking hear it again, there's going to be a problem.
Debating's all right, though. I'm going to debate.
You can talk to me all you fucking want, dude. You can talk to me all you want, but do not harass my MGTOW brothers ever the fuck again.
I won't call them. I'll make you that deal. I will not call them on the phone.
Do not ever fucking harass my MGTOW brothers ever again. Ever again. If you have a fucking problem, and you want to talk, talk to me, okay?
All right. Yeah.
You talk to me right now. You talk to me, but you know what? Still, you talk to me, it's not going to make my MGTOW brothers change their fucking mind, okay?
Yeah.
Okay? But what I want you to do is to stop messing with my MGTOW brothers right now. That's what you're going to fucking do. Okay, don't do it. Okay, don't do it again because I'm hearing shit about you harassing my MGTOW brothers, you and Penny.
You got my word that they will not get another phone call from myself. That will happen.
Okay, you better not harass my MGTOW brothers ever again. Ever.
Well, I don't feel like I'm not Bill Clinton here saying I did not fornicate with that woman. Maybe I am. I did not. I don't feel like I harassed them. Did I ejaculate on the dress? Yeah, a little bit, perhaps. But there was no fornication in this situation. No harassment that I feel like happened. It occurred on my behalf. I just called them, had a delightful conversation with each one of them. They were nice guys, and that's all that happened. I mean, I didn't curse them out. I didn't threaten them. I didn't say I was going to dox them. Nothing happened. I was very polite to them, our gentlemen, and that's it.
Okay.
Not harassment.
Okay, I'm going to end this live stream right now, McHenry.
All right.
I want you to shut up. Okay.
Yep.
Do not talk about my MGTOW brothers. I don't want you to fucking harass them ever the fuck again. Ever.
I won't call them. You got my word.
Me and you, if me and you bury the hatchet, you bury the hatchet with all of my MGTOW brothers out there. You understand?
We can be amigos. We can debate. We can be on the opposite sides of the track here. Still debate, but respect one another. I agree.
So, you shut up.
Yeah.
You shut up. All right. Well, McHenry.
Yep. Yeah.
You stay on the line. I'm going to end the live stream, but I'm going to talk to you in private. But
all right,
we are going to get this settled right now because you do not harass my MGTOW brothers. You don't do that.
I will not call them. You have my word.